radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem, فَوَاللّٰهِ لَلْفَقْرُ أَخْشَى عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ أَخْشَى عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ تُبْسَطَ عَلَيْكُمُ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا بُسِطَتْ عَلَى مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ فَتَنَافَسُوهَا كَمَا تَنَافَسُوهَا وَتُهْلِكَكُمْ كَمَا أَهْلَكْتَهُمْ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. It is narrated by Amr bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala that Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by Allah, I am not afraid of poverty and deprivation for you. What I really fear is that opulence and worldly wealth be your lot. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that I don't fear poverty and deprivation, meaning that if you don't have too many things, you don't have too much of wealth, you don't have too many things of the world, that's not too much of a danger for your iman and your akhlaq and your akhirat. So I don't fear that for you. And if you go through that test, inshallah, you'll be able to overcome. But what I fear for you is that opulence and worldly wealth becomes your lot. When you get a lot of wealth, a lot of luxuries, then this test I fear for you. This is a more severe test. As it was for the previous nations. The previous nations also, a time came when a lot of wealth came to them. They accumulated a lot of wealth. Then what happens when a lot of wealth comes about? Then you will compete with one another in the worldly life, just like the nations before. The nations before also, they started competing with wealth, with possessions, material things. So you too will start doing this now. Instead of leading a simple life, everybody is simple, eat simple, dress simple, live simple, now you will start competing now. Who got a better car? Now, if everybody can afford the smart car, now who put better rims now? And then who put what kind of wrap on it? And if all that is, everybody is on par with that, now who put better sound system? There will always be something now. Then the person, everybody is on par with that, then who chipped it? Something and something, you will be competing. So in whether it's with the phones, whether it's with shoes, whether it's whatever it may be. Now young people will compete on a different level. Older people will compete on a different level. Businessmen will compete on a different level. Everybody is in the chakkar of dunya. Right? And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, thereafter, the love of this worldly life will destroy you as it destroyed the other nations. So if you think about it, today our fikr is wealth. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that I don't fear if you don't have too much of wealth. Not to say you must be poverty-stricken, but just as Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for his own family, that Allah Ta'ala must make their rozi sufficient. That they mustn't be in such a situation where they have to beg. At the same time, they mustn't have too much. It must just be sufficient, just enough to fulfill their needs. So if a person has that much, then Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't fear his situation. But what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fears is when too much of money will come in. But our fikr is gone the opposite. If you ask somebody who's doing hifz, you're going to do alim course. Are you going to become an alim? Say, no, I'm going back to school. Why are you going back to school? So my granny wants me to study. My mummy wants me to study. They're saying, how I'm going to work, how I'm going to earn, what I'm going to do. From small already, what you going to become? That's the question. What you going to become? If a child is not doing too well in school, so what you going to do? Become a dunce? And how are you going to work? How are you going to get married? How are you going to do this? The whole fikr is only on that. And yet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his fikr is not that. He's saying, my fikr is if you get the wealth. Our fikr is if I don't have the wealth. Now what am I going to do? How am I going to work? How am I going to earn? How am I going to get money? That's my worry. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's worry is when you get the money. That's what I'm worried about. So our thinking is gone totally upside down. Our fikr, our worry, our concern, not to say that nobody will have wealth. Allah Ta'ala's system, Allah Ta'ala will make certain people very wealthy. Those wealthy people, if they use that wealth, they earn it correctly, they spend it correctly, then as we did in the previous hadith, that is ni'mal mal, it's a great boon, great bounty from Allah Ta'ala. But here, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is forewarning us, that don't become too engrossed in this thing, to the extent that now you start loving it. When you start loving it, then now it will destroy you, as it destroyed the nations before you. One person asked Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahib Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali if he could bring his children to him in order to acquire du'as and barakah. So Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali happily granted him permission. So the father trained them at home. They must sit quietly. They mustn't shuffle around. Don't move around. When you go there by khankah, make sure you sit straight. Don't make noise. Father gave them big bayan. So when he came with them, now these children are sitting now. Extremely quiet. Not moving, not touching, nothing. Small children. So Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali asked the father, where's your children? You say you're going to bring the children for du'as. So he replied, they're sitting here in front of you. So as the Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali remarked, that these are not children. These seem to be your grandfather. They're sitting with so much of adab and so quiet. Children are such that they will run from one side to the other. They'll even knock off my topi. Small children, but they understand. This is the nature of children. To allow children to be free within the bounds is extremely important. Umar radiallahu ta'ala would strongly emphasize this, that to force them to be like a dummy with no movement is highly destructive to them. You want a child to be just sit around like one. Like a robot now. When I tell you go there, you go there. Tell you go here, you go there. Not like that. The health and minds of those children who play and jump are much better than those who don't. These children become intelligent and healthy. So it is necessary for a person to have some activity, some exercise. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib, when we were in Darnurum, so he used to tell us that your pores must open every day. The pores from where your perspiration comes out. So he said that pores must open every day. In other words, every day you must do something strenuous whereby you perspire. So that your pores must open every day. So deen doesn't teach us to become like a khushki. One dried up prune, you see one corner, only No, 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 you must be active also, you must be healthy, you must jump around, you must move around, you must do certain things, some exercises, etc. But within reason, within reason. Person mustn't become so engrossed in that now that that becomes his objective in life. No, that's just there, just for our well-being, our health. Little bit of time you spend with that in the day, so that you are healthy, you are fit, you've taken in good oxygen in your lungs, you flex your muscles a little bit, now you are chust. No, you feel, what's the word? Active, you are active. You mustn't be like a khushki. Understand? You must be active a little bit. Be flexible. Some people are so stiff, can't move. Mustn't be like that. You must be active a little bit. A student of deen also, he must be active. If he is active, his mind also will be good. So, that is a separate lesson. There's two lessons we learnt. One is what we learnt in the Hadith Sharif, and then here also what we learnt. And this what we are learning is from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was active to be in the age 53, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina Munawara. And after he came to Medina Munawara, how many wars he fought? After 53. After 53 we winding down. We say now, Guki Ramanji, no. We finish now, our days are over now. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is fighting wars. Imagine Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala, he is so old, not well, but he tells him, say, tomorrow we are facing the enemy, you put me on my horse, put me on my horse, and I want to go out with the army. Now how are you going to do that if you are unhealthy and you can't move and you're stiff and all that? So you must be healthy also, but there is a time and place for everything. Time and place for everything. You must understand, I am a student of deen, or if you are a working person, or whatever. Now if a lady, she is in a marriage. Now she says, no, I must keep fit. Now she is going for this classes and that classes, and she is not taking care of her husband and her children. So then she is upside down. The man is running a business or he's working, but he says, no, must be fit. Now he's been sitting in the gym. And he's neglecting his business. So then that is upside down. The person says that, no, I must be fit and healthy. So now he's going to the gym. Now in the gym, they're playing music. In the gym, there's woman there also. In the gym, people are not dressed modestly, immodest. So now, what is he up to? He's engaging in other haram things. So that won't be permissible. But within the parameters, within the boundaries of Shariat, to engage in some exercise, to do some horse riding, to do some archery, swimming, all these things, they are there in our deen. Keep fit, walk. Our Hazrat Muhammad Haq Magda Sahib, Daun Barakatu, he told me that you got a big place there. He's talking about the madrasa. He said, are you walking there? He asked me, he said, are you walking? He said, you got a big land there. You must walk. Keep fit. You must walk. So a person must keep yourself fit. But at the same time, there's a time and place for everything. Now sometime in Ramadan Sharif, you find, not here in Madrasa, but in the towns and all that, now just go and see Friday night, Saturday night, sometime even other nights. Now they're playing Astro. Now they're playing on the Astro till late hours. 11, half past 11, sometime 12 o'clock, they're playing soccer. They say, no, I must keep fit. And the old people, the elder people, they say, no, we're keeping them off the streets. We're keeping them away from worse gunas. No, then they are wasting the time of Ramadan Sharif. So you must always have a balance. Anything you do, you must be able to prioritize. From small, you must prioritize. From young, you must prioritize. Then when you get old also, you'll be able to prioritize. Otherwise, from young, you don't have your priorities right. Sleeping time, you're wasting time. Waking up time, you're sleeping. Time to come to class, some people, they procrastinate. They procrastinate. They know, now I got to go to bed certain time. Now they procrastinate. Don't know what they are doing. Now when it's time to go to sleep, you know, now I'm going to toilet. Now when you develop those kind of habits, as you get older, you give people taklif. I know sometime you're traveling with some people, right? Now say for example, you're traveling to Johannesburg. So now you stop in Harry Smith or something. Now you say, okay, brothers, you know what? We need to read Salah also. We need to depart by certain time. Right? So let's, you know, finish up whatever you're doing. Then certain time we'll read Namaz and then we will leave. Now, some people, they are particular. They'll go same time. Go now, toilet, wuzu, they want to buy something, they'll buy it, whatever. And if you said right, quarter past will be reading Namaz, they are ready there to read Namaz. Now other people, they are sitting in the car, they are looking around, they are on the phone. Now when it's quarter past and everybody is there to read Namaz, brothers, I'm just going to make wuzu, Now that is taklif. You go for a janaza. So many times we see it here in Pietermaritzburg. You go for a janaza. The time is stipulated, what time is the janaza. You know you're going for a janaza. Now you'll come there, the janaza is ready, the congregation is ready to start. No, Hazrat is going to make wuzu now. But you knew you're coming for a janaza. You see, that's what happens when you can't, when you don't prioritize. Madrasa is a training ground. Sometimes you may wonder now, why are they making this time, that time, that time? It's a training. You learn to prioritize. You learn to be on time. Everything time to time. When you develop those habits, if only you can develop those habits, then inshallah in your life you'll be progressive. But when you are a procrastinator, you don't value the ni'mat of time, you're a dreamer, you know, then you'll find that you don't get maximum out of your time. You waste too much of time. Allah Ta'ala yukus tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله